This week's Parsha, Rabbosai, is Parshas Tazria Metzora. We're back in summer's man, Baruch Shem Yeshiva. You can feel a little summer coming into the air outside in Eretz Yisrael, which is very nice. And we're back into the later Parshios of Sefer Vayikra, Tazria, and Metzora. I saw a beautiful insight, a beautiful ha'ara, from Rav Chasman, in the Sefer called Or Yael, which I think hopefully can help us understand and appreciate a very, very important thing about the Parshios of Tazria and Metzora. And that's the following. The primary topic, the main topic that's discussed in Tazria and Metzora is the issue of Tzaras. You have different forms of Tzaras, different colors of Tzaras, Seis, Sapachas, Baeres, different shades of white Tzaras. And then you have Tzaras in different places. You have Tzaras on the skin, you have Tzaras on the head, you have Tzaras on the clothes, you have Tzaras on the houses, Tzaras in different places as well. And what is the underlying message of the Torah when it introduces to us this issue of Tzaras, this idea of leprosy as an onesh? So many of the Farshim, the Sforno, the Ramban, many others have the following important yesod of Tzaras. Tzaras is just that, it's a message. It's a message. It's a wake-up call to a person. It tells a person, buddy, wake up. Why did Tzaras come? There's different things in Chazal that say they cause Tzaras. Rashi's most famous thing that caused Tzaras is Lashon Hara, that's famous. Rashi, the beginning of the Torah, says, you know why Tzaras comes? It comes because of gaiva, haughtiness, which are not two necessarily distinct things. It's very possible that a person that sees Lashon Hara usually is afflicted with the problem of gaiva. But either way, whatever you slice it, Rabosai, the Torah and Hashem is sending us messages with Tzaras. Buddy, you don't get the message the first time? Well, okay, fine. Now it's going to come onto your head. Oh, you didn't get it then? It's on your clothes. Doesn't make any sense. Tzaras on clothes? Maybe Tzaras on skin. Maybe a skin disease. I'll go see a dermatologist. I went to the dermatologist. Everything was fine. I come to my clothes. Now my Tzaras on my clothes. That's already totally above and beyond. My clothes don't get diseased. Oh, maybe the kids spill something on my house, my walls of my house, Tzaras, the Kohen has to come in, clean the whole house out. Kohen comes in. The Mefarshim teach us, I suppose, that these are messages in life. We don't have them anymore, but they're supposed to remind us about the fact that in life we get messages. And Rav Chasman asks a very simple question. Why is it that this is such a foreign concept to us? How come it is that sometimes we have messages and there are messages sent to us in our lives and we don't necessarily tap in and tune into these messages? Why not? What's wrong with us? How come we can't hear messages the way we're supposed to hear messages in our life? And it's just the following very, very beautiful, important insight. He quotes the Gemara, Rabbosai, we're now in the Sfiras Omer. He quotes the Gemara, famous Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Samach Aleph Mubeis. I'll read it to you now inside. The famous Gemara of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the main figure in Sfiras Omer. I want to say over two Chazals of Rabbi Akiva. One, this Gemara Brachos of Chasma quotes, and the second one is another famous Chazal. The Gemara says like this: B'shasha Utsivas Rabbi Akiva La'ariga. At the time when they took Rabbi Akiva out to be killed, the Romans, and we'll see exactly how he was killed in a very, very torturous, terrible way. Zman Kriya Shema Haya. It was the time of Kriya Shema. Vayusorkim es besoro v'masriko shel barzel. And they were combing his skin with iron combs. Vayimekabel alav ol malchus shemayim. And Rabbi Akiva is busy saying Kriya Shema. Amru lo talmidav. His students turn to him and say, Rabbeinu, ad kan! Ad kan! Rebbe, you're saying Kriya Shema this far! Amar lahem, he said back to them, Kol yamai hayisi mitzta'er al pasuk zeh. All my days I was bothered by this pasuk. B'chol nafshecha. You're saying Kriya Shema every day. B'yahavta eis Hashem alokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. What does b'chol nafshecha mean? Afilu no teles nishmascha. Even if he takes our neshama away, we're going to love Hashem. And I was bothered all the time. Whenever I said, Amarti, I said, Masai yavol yadiva akaimena. When will I ever have this opportunity to give my life up for Hashem? The Akshav Shabali Yadi, and now the opportunity came. Lo akaimena? I'm not going to be able to fulfill it. I won't do it. Hayamarich be'echad. He was saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and he was elongating the word Echad like we're supposed to do. Ad sheyatza nishmasa, until his word, his neshama left him with the word Echad. Yatza Baskol, says the Gemara, Baskol came out. V'amra and said Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva. Praise the Rabbi Akiva. Sheyatza nishmascha be'echad. That your neshama left with Echad. Enough of the Gemara for right now. What does he want in this Gemara, Rabbi Osai? What's the message of the Gemara? The answer is the following. The answer is we all say Kriya Shema. Every single day. Maybe even three times a day. And we all say V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. But it's a very big difference to say something, and it's very, very different to internalize something. We can say, we can say, we can say, but unfortunately, the objective of what we're trying to do is not just to say things, rather to internalize them, and to have them become a part of us. One of the most famous stories in Chazal by Rabbi Akiva is the fact that he was 40 years old. He was a shepherd, and didn't know Aleph Beis. There's various songs that were written to describe Rabbi Akiva's life. A.B. Rattenberg, Shlita, and Journeys, and a few of them. Gevaldig. Great songs. Rabbi Akiva, 40 years old. What happens? He's taking down the sheep, and he comes upon a rock. And he sees water dripping onto the rock. Drip, 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 drip. And he notices the rock actually has a bit of a hole, an indentation in the rock. And Rabbi Akiva says to himself the following thing. What is this about? There's a rock over here. How is water affecting a solid rock? It's a solid rock. This is non-penetrable. You can't get through this. And yet the water is affecting it. And he says to himself, you know what? If water can affect a rock, Divrei Torah, which is said about them, that they're like Ish, they're like Mayim, they're like everything, Kal v'chomer, it could affect my heart of stone. And he began at 40 to learn Aleph Beis, and the rest is history, as they say. In the Gemara. Now, what made Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Akiva? Based on these two Gemaras, there's probably many others you could bring to make the same claim. It's a simple idea, which is not so simple, which is to take messages to heart. To internalize messages. When things come your way, you don't just read them and move on, but actually you make them a part of you. How often is it, Rabbi, so we walk by a shul, or we see a sign, please daven for Reuven ben Sara. Maybe we read the name, maybe we don't read the name. Maybe we think about it, maybe not. How often, unfortunately, do we just go through motions and see things and not let them become a part of us or internalize who we are? I have a Talmud, who I hope will listen to the shmooze at some point. He's an alumni. That's what Rechman said before today. He's an alumni. He's not a student. He's a Talmud, a Ben Yeshiva, a Talmud of mine. And actually, it was maybe a year or two ago, he was leaving the Yeshiva towards the end of the year. He turned to me and said, Rebbe, I know everything that you said and that you're saying to me all year is right. I believe it with all my heart. It's true what you're saying. It's true. The life that I've been living for the past X amount of years, he was saying about himself, is not really the right way to go. It's just not it. There was a lot of fun. I had a good time. I gave some details which I won't share with you right now. But I know what you're saying, and what the yeshiva is trying to express to me is the right thing, he said. I was like waiting for like the big concluding state to follow. I was like, wow, that's great. But it's too hard, he said to me. But I can't do it. I can't live it. I can't internalize it. I can't make it me. It's too hard. So I gave him a handshake, maybe a hug, and I said, Tzadik, whatever his name was, whatever his name is, I said, I'm happy you got the hakara. Happy you understand what you understood. I'm happy at least you see a clarity in your life. But now we have to work on the next step, which is the following. You're saying Aleinu every single day. V'yadata hayom v'hashivos el alavecha. The first step is Vyadata Hayom. Just to know it, understand it. There's a major, major, major gap between what we know sometimes up here and what we know to be true in our hearts, a little bit beneath our heads. Vyadata Hayom, Vashavosa Alecha, this is the challenge that we have. I'll close with this. We have to stop just because we started late and we have to end on time. We say every day. Put your word. We daven to Hashem. Praises the person who takes the Torah and he puts it on his heart. What are we saying? I once heard a beautiful pshat. People's hearts are hard to open up. I tell you every day in shir. Open our Gemara's open our hearts. It's hard to open the heart. So what do? We say, Hashem, please put your Torah on my heart. So maybe that one moment in my life that my heart does open up, the Torah will be right there and I'll be able to enter. Halavai should be zocher, everyone say. To learn from Parshat Tazria and Metzora, the messages. And when messages come to us in our lives, we understand them, we internalize them, and we please God people that are v'yadata hayom and v'ashivosa v'achav. Have a great Shabbos.